There is only one thing that you can control in your life. That's your thoughts. You can choose to be happy or you can choose to be miserable. It's just that simple. Join me for the next hour on Law of Attraction Talk Radio, where I hope to inspire you to make the conscious decision to be happy. For that is the exact place where you need to be to create your own magnificent reality. Let us begin now. Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California, and I am so glad you could be with us because we are starting the year off right by having our favorite international astrologer, Tom Lesher, with us, and he is going to be talking about the month of January 2012 and a lot of things that are happening during 2012 and also about this incredible movie called Thrive. It's going to be a really, really fascinating show and one that you're going to love. So I want you to stay tuned and listen. And it's all here right on Law of Attraction Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
NLP tip number one, the meaning of your communication is the response that you get. So if I say something to you that's intended to help you, and yet you're offended, then that's the meaning of my communication. I offended you. Why would I spend time defending my intention when I could just accept that I offended you and then spend time making or communicating in such a way that helps you respond in a way that's in accordance with my intention? So don't spend time defending your intentions when what you said didn't work. Accept that the meaning of your communication is the response that you get. If you'd like to learn more NLP tips and strategies, come to INLPcenter.com. We have a free mini course for you. It's INLPcenter.com. Hope to see you there.
Have you been receiving your free issue of Alms Times magazine in your email box? Every 2 weeks, you'll receive this top quality magazine that has spiritual, metaphysical, and scientific information that will rock your world. Go to OMSTIMES.com, OMTIMES.com, to sign up for your free subscription today.
You are listening to your daily dose of well-being and inspiration on Law of Attraction Radio Network at LOARadionetwork.com. Hear this incredible show on your smartphone through Stitcher.com, which goes through your car stereos with Ford Sync or any auto dashboard that has the internet. Listen to our 24/7 broadcast with our mobile app as well, or just listen through an MP3 player or computer. Remember, LOARadionetwork.com, heard in over 120 countries, is the radio station for your well-being.
Okay, we are back. Hey, I just want to mention that the cruise is just right around the corner, and if you want to go to the most incredible healing cruise of all time, this is the one that you want to be on. It's leaving out of the port of Long Beach on April 30th, and we're heading out to Catalina Island all the way down to Mexico and then back, and we have got the best healers that will totally change your life and the way that you are living right now. If you want to be able to reframe the way that you're thinking, focusing in on all of the wonderful things that are happening instead of all of the distractions going around, if you want to create a different environment for you in the year 2012, which is something that we all need to do, if you want to move past all of those blocks that you have been in for the majority of your life, this is the cruise that is going to really get you going. All you have to do is go to LOARadionetwork.com and click on the cruise page, and that will redirect you. You can register, sign up. The final payday is in February, and the cost is so incredibly low. So come and take advantage of this opportunity. You'll be able to meet Tom Lesher on board. You'll be able to meet Paul Butterfield of the Communion of Light. With, oh my gosh, he is so phenomenal. You'll be able to meet Dr. Garland Landreth, who we all know, and his studies was the basis of the movie What the Bleep. He is so fascinating. We have angel healers, we have medical intuitives, we have people that can read your vibrations and energy and is able to help you to align your emotions up with your body. And really, like I said before, you'll be able to release those blocks that have kept you stuck. And it's all about change and spirituality and growing in the year 2012. And this is the perfect way to do it. So come on to the ship with us on April 30th. Go to LOA Radio Network and sign up today. And because 2012 is so phenomenal, I am absolutely delighted to say that next week is our grand opening of the Law of Attraction Spiritual Center in Temecula, California. So if you're in our neck of the woods, please stop by and join us as we meditate together and as we talk about the power behind the spoken word. We're going to be having music. We're going to be having a wonderful time of the gathering of like-minded people in which we can grow and rejuvenate ourselves spiritually. I think this is really, really important for all of us to accomplish during the year 2012. It is a significant year, and it is about our awakening, and it's about looking at all of the contrasts and actually being grateful for it as it pushes us further into our life's path. So, join us. Now, let's get going with Tom Lesher, one of my most favorite people in the whole world. He just keeps me laughing, and I adore him. So, let's welcome Tom back. Welcome back, Tom. I am so glad that you're with us to tell us about the month of January 2012.
January 2012. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Absolutely. I mean, I want to thank you for having me. I mean, this is becoming a habit.
I know it. I look forward to it every single month. Not only me, but all the listeners out there. It's just that they love it.
Oh, it's great. That's great. Okay, so... wow, where to start, where to begin? Well, I mean, like right now today, I mean, actually today's the 30th, but, you know, we're coming up to right now the sun is conjunct Pluto, you know, and that's in the sign of Capricorn. It's deep, it's strong, it's powerful, it's transformative. This is a very powerful month, the start of a very powerful year. And one of the things that we can first jump into is just that, you know, as of a few days ago, all of the planets have gone direct.
Yay.
Yeah, so there's no retrograde Mercury, retrograde Mars, retrograde this. And retrograde is reflect, redo, you know, renew, go inward. And so when everything is direct, it's like go. Yeah, it's outward, it's initiative, it's start, it's begin. So what we can say is, you know, just looking at that as a reflection of the collective unconscious, right, and the desire of spirit now is to move forward, move out, initiate, begin, start. And so, you know, this year I think it's just like, you know, we hit the ground running. It's very powerful. And what that means, you know, I think in many people's lives is that they're going to see externalized, you know, in the outside world, things are going to be happening. And many people will see that as many things happening to me, you know, because, you know, we tend to project our power out to other people, out to the banks, out to the mortgage companies, out to the boss, out to the spouse, you know, and say, oh, it's coming at me. And this is actually very indicative of what's going on for this month, and not only this month, but the next 3 months. Because what we have happening is right now we have the Sun in Capricorn, we've got Pluto in Capricorn, we've got Venus in Aquarius, we've got Neptune in Chiron over there towards Pisces. A lot of this is what we call, it's in the fourth quadrant. Mm-hmm. And Mercury is going to be joining it. And this fourth quadrant, you know, and the moon is over there right now too, also in Pisces. This fourth quadrant, it's the last. It's like you have Aries to Cancer. This is like your intuitive, impulsive new beginning. And then you have Cancer to Libra. I kind of find myself and express myself and get out there. Then you've got Libra, you know, up to Capricorn, which is, you know, the response from other people and, you know, interaction and relationship and this and that. And then you've got Capricorn to Pisces. It is the cosmic, transpersonal, creative, you know, this is like the spirit source, the spirit force. Capricorn and Saturn is like the Lord of Karma. These are laws that are immutable laws of nature acting upon us and through us. Yeah, and then you've got Aquarius and Pisces. These are very non-personal. You know, it's not about me, and it's not so much about, you know, these relationships, this, that, and the other thing. It's about our spiritual enlightenment, realization of self. So it's like out of our control. You know, this is a time, you know, this month and over the next couple of months where, you know, it's time to really tune in. It's time to listen, you know, inwardly and through our experiences to what is being asked of us, you know, what is being asked of us as individuals by a greater whole. And this can be society, this can be the world, but, you know, life, I mean, I look at God, God is life, and life is the world. And so it's like this is a time to engage. This is a time to act, you know. And what comes to my mind, of course, is the movie Thrive, right? And, yes. You know, I encourage everyone to see it if you haven't already. I actually ordered 30 copies that I was going to pass out to people. You know, I mean, I'm really excited about this thing. And it's because it's got the website too, right? So
right.
You can go to the website and you can get active. You can get involved, you know. And so much of this is about education.
And it's about a peaceful revolution.
Yeah.
I strongly urge everyone to see this movie. If you haven't, you need to go to themoviethrive.com and just watch it. Rent it for $5 and watch it. It is the most powerful thing you will see. It's incredible.
Yeah, and I mean, what I like about it, I mean, I you know, I've seen, you know, the Zeitgeist and the Addendum, and, you know, there's some other movies out there. There's a lot of good stuff coming up now, which is wonderful. What I like about Thrive is it's positive spin, it's positive twist, and it's coming in with solutions, not just identifying problems.
I love that.
It's kind of easy to identify the problem. I mean, we're all in the middle of it.
Yes, but of course it's not told to through the media or anything. It had to take a special, beautiful, made movie to bring everything to light. So that's what you're saying, is that we are awakening more and more because of these things coming out in the open, right?
Yes. And, I mean, what's happening is basically, you know, this Pluto moving through Capricorn, I've talked about it before, it's going on, you know, till 2024 or something, you know. I mean, it's a process here. Pluto is, you know, destruction, you know, annihilation, you know, it's Shiva, wipe out. And when it's going through Capricorn here, it is wiping out external forms of authority, which is governments and banks and religions and institutions that are not helping the evolution of our species.
Right.
So we're going to see, you know, I mean, it's inevitable, okay? It's just inevitable that, you know, this house of cards, you know, this perpetration of power domination, and, you know, I mean, it's really patriarchal. We're moving out of that Piscean patriarchal age, you know, into the age of Aquarius. And what is Aquarius? Aquarius is about community. And community starts at grassroots with people who have a common value system. And this value system is now changing. We've got Jupiter moving through Taurus. Our personal values, what we desire, what we need, you know, to survive is renewing itself. It's kind of transforming and expanding into, you know, I never needed that before, but, you know, I need this now. It's rearranging our priorities, mm-hmm. you know, to, oh, this was always important to me before. But you know what? What's more important now, okay, is that I, you know, connect. And oh, well, okay, here's the image that I have for 2012. It's basically the chicken coming out of the egg.
Ooh.
You know, you can just, I don't know if you've ever seen it, you know, but, you know, there's this little ch-ch-ch-ch, right? The chicken, you know, starts, you know, hammering at the egg. And of course, you know, if you put yourself on the inside of it, it's like, you know, you know. And what happens, first of all, is I imagine blinded by the light.
Yeah, true.
You know, we are going to get blinded by the light. And a lot of people already are. They're kind of walking around in a daze going, what the hell is going on? You know? And what's the other side that happens? You know, the shell, the egg that has held us, you know, safe and secure, and it's been our, you know, security and our solid, you know, form, crack, 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 right? You know, this is our government, our religion, our family structure, our, you know, many things, you know, just cracking wide open. And I'm sure that the chicken initially is freaked out. Yeah?
You know? Yeah.
This is the thing, you know, and of course its wings are all wet. You know, it can't fly yet. So, you know, freedom, which is, you know, I mean, you know, coming out, we're entering a new stage, a new phase, you know, a planetary, you know, realization, you know, self-realization. And freedom is scary. Freedom is frightening. We have so many more options. And there are so many more forces working around us, in us, through us, to us, that we have not been aware of. It's like it can be very overwhelming. And so this is a time where, you know, we're all kind of facing our fear. We're, you know, and this is, you know, this is the Sun Pluto, and it's going to be, you know, continuing on. You know, this Neptune moving through Pisces is going to be there for, you know, 14 years. And it's just now in the end of Aquarius. But, you know, this, and that, of course, is a return. You know, Neptune is the ruler of Pisces. And Pisces is the collective unconscious. It is the infinite spiritual potential. And every 165 years, Neptune comes around. So, you know, as we move through January, Neptune is getting closer and closer to coming home. And Chiron is already there to heal the wound of separation.
Wow, I love it.
This, you know, and this wound of separation is this wound of I am not connected to Source, Spirit, Creator. I am a separate, existing, egoic self. Now, to open up to that aspect of ourselves that is the powerful creative source, you know, of life and spirit, right, that also, just like the chicken coming out of the egg, is very scary. It's very scary. There's, you know, there's a whole lot that we don't know. It's very humbling. And this is a time of it's very tricky to be humble, but not lose your sense of self-worth and feel small and insignificant and powerless and da da da. You know, you can be strong and humble at the same time. And I think that's probably, you know, like the big trick here. You know, if there's something we need to learn, you know, it's how to listen and how to be humble and how to create and be powerful simultaneously. It's practically a paradox, you know, I mean, and that's what we're bumping into here is, you know, paradox after paradox, these opposites coexisting together. Yeah.
And
we are separate and we are one and, you know, we are humble and we are powerful and we are, you know, I mean, it's just like, woo, it's very exciting.
It is very exciting. So you're basically saying that January, we're really starting to empower ourselves to really turn within, and we're going towards the spiritual aspect. And I think it's fascinating that the Law of Attraction spiritual center is starting up. I can't even get it out, but here it is. It's starting up in January. So it's like, well, all this is right on target.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's great. I mean, it's, yeah, it's interesting because it's like this empowering that needs to happen. While, you know, while also this, you know, attentiveness and receptivity to the messages from the outside world and the other, and, you know, because we still have Saturn moving through Libra, okay, and this Pluto moving through Capricorn says, you know what, we're going to be getting some messages. We're going to be getting some signals where we are out of alignment, where we are not, you know, true to ourselves, where we are not being authentic, where we are, you know, not really doing what we came here to do.
I see.
There's going to be first kind of a gentle oomph, and then a bit of a pat on the back, and then a slap in the face, and then a push forward. Get your butt in alignment. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be very interesting. And I think some people, particularly those who remain in this place of separation, we can remain in a place of victim consciousness. And I'm getting calls, you know, I'm getting readings, you know, people that are feeling so overwhelmed, and so that, you know, it's just not going the way that they, you know, had planned and strategized and figured and calculated, and everything is falling apart. And, you know, they can easily, you know, go back into this, you know, place of victim. But if we look at it in this, you know, other way, yes, that the world is this mirror of our inner self, that we need to, you know, we need to actively engage with the force of destruction. You know, there's Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. You know, destruction, Shiva, the god of destruction, is one third. You know, and we're really stuck on creating and let's maintain, you know, but when it comes to destroying, let's let somebody else do it. You know, that's not nice. Nobody likes to be, you know, hurt or brought down, or, you know, this, that, or the other thing. And it's just not social. So I, you know, it's like we can project a lot of this and then it comes at us. So, you know, I'm encouraging people, this is also a time to simplify, to really simplify. You know, Jupiter is in Taurus, okay, this Pisces, and Mars is in Virgo. Virgo Pisces is about simplicity, healing through the essential, getting down to the essential. And what I think we're going to be discovering more and more and more through 2012 and through the next 2,000 years of the age of Aquarius, is that what is most essential, what is really most essential, is our relationships with other people. Mm-hmm. Our love, our sense of camaraderie and community. And this is back to the Thrive movie. You know, it's like it's people gathering together outside of the institutions, outside of the social structure, to bring in the seeds of a new social form. And these new communities that may start in little grassroots, like Ashland, Oregon was going to come up with their own currency. It's just like, we can do all of our thing with our, we'll make our own money. there's a lot.
It would be worth more, too, if they did it. It would be worth a lot more.
there's communities and there's ideas percolating. And it's really, I think, this initiative, this stepping out, is I think it's up to each one of us as individuals to stick the head up above the periscope out of our little submarine, and look around, and see what our neighbors are doing, through the internet or through this community effort or through this, that, or the other thing, and give our support, give our time, give our energy, to really, make this thing happen. A lot of it, like I say, is education. A lot of it is just spreading the word. And Thrive talks about this, that when you first bring it to people, their first reaction is disbelief.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that there is a conscious group of people who are cold-hearted enough and who don't care about their fellow human beings enough to play these kind of power manipulative, destroying, terrible, awful thing, to perpetrate evil in the world. It's like, people would like to deny, the dark, the evil, that there is, for every light, there is a dark.
Mm-hmm.
And there is just this tendency, particularly with spiritual people, hey, I don't, let's just meditate and focus on the light and this and that and the other thing. And, it's all going to be fine. That will carry you just so far.
And again, what's so good about the awakening of all that is that it's showing us the contrast. If we didn't have the contrast, we wouldn't know how to move forward. We wouldn't know that that's not what we want. We want a peaceful planet. We want the wars to stop. We want the greed to stop. So that has to be presented to us. It's not bad, but it's a starting point for us to grow.
Yeah. And I mean, the way that I like to look at it is just that, to everything there is a season under heaven, there was a time when we needed a strong, father figure and a bunch of rules and structure and, people holding on to the money because, maybe we were too naive or, ignorant to just manage things. And now, it's a graduation. It's just a time now. And the natural flow, the natural course, it's just like, there's just that picture I think of, the tree growing up through the sidewalk, it's got to come through and crack.
Yeah, good analogy.
Capricorn's an earth sign. We've got Pluto in Capricorn, and it's just cracking, this concrete structured form that we thought, was real. And this is where we get into that, the what's real and what is illusion and Maya and, these different concepts. So
let me clarify something. You say there's 14 years of this, but is there a particular time within the next year that we're going to see the government going kaput?
My sense here is that, Saturn is still in Libra, and it goes up to 29 degrees this month, and then it turns around and goes retrograde and goes right back down to 22, 23 degrees. And then it goes direct, and it's in the fall, around October, that Saturn moves into Scorpio. and it's going to remain in Scorpio for 2.5 years, okay? And, you know, Scorpio, then we move into, yes, Pluto, Saturn in Scorpio is definitely the dying, the letting go, the releasing of these external forms, structures of authority, so that each individual person can own their own responsibility for what they have done and created.
So you're talking about 2013.
I'm talking about October, November, December, you know, is really when Saturn comes into aspect with Uranus and Pluto. You know, those first degrees, Uranus is in the early degrees of Aries, Pluto's in the early degrees of Capricorn, and when we have Saturn in the early degrees of Scorpio, they form these harmonic connections. They're called aspects. Yeah, and that, you know, that is reflective, you know, of this time period. So I can see a lot of toppling, a lot of falling, and of course, I mean, it's an election year.
Yeah, 2012, election.
You know, we're going to have, yeah, I think there's going to be this big shakeup and people are going to, you know, yeah, I think, you know, if things even last that long, I mean, there's a number of other factors that come into play here, you know, in terms of natural disasters, in terms of Mother Nature and the planet itself kind of speaking to us, you know, so.
And there's the major lineup of planets, alignments of planets on December 21st, 2012. And what, I mean, I'm not one that's, it's the end of the planet or anything, but what will that mean, the alignment? Real fast, just something general.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the main thing, and this is interesting, because, I mean, I started going into this a number of years ago, and I kind of backed off because I didn't want to ruin my practice and my reputation and everything, but I'm totally into the extraterrestrials.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Me too.
And so is Thrive. You know, I think it's great. Thrive comes out with, they start with the free energy, and then they come in with the extraterrestrials, and it's like, you know, duh, it's about time, right?
Right.
I mean, we just got to acknowledge what is. This is part of the chicken coming out of the egg, you know?
Absolutely.
It's like, oh, my God, there's a bunch of stuff flying around out there.
Every other country is acknowledging it except for us, yes.
It's really been, you know, in my, you know, my understanding, and I got this, you know, from Bashar a long time ago, you know, who's a channel for the extraterrestrial, but just that 2012 is basically the lifting of the moratorium. You know, I mean, there's just like been this cap placed on non-interference with planet Earth's evolution. You can be around and you can look and you can watch. And I mean, some of them broke it and did some abductions and stuff like that. But, you know, in general, you know, we have been relatively isolated and left alone to do our own incubation, you know, during this period of time. But, you know, my major feeling, you know, and sense is that this is the year when that gets lifted.
Yay.
And where there's going to be a lot more interaction, a lot more, you know, intelligence, you know, exchanged. And I think there's going to be a tremendous amount of evolution, you know, very rapid with the forms of energy and forms of cleaning up the planet and forms of, you know, just, you know, government, of course. And, of course, the government and those in power, this is the last thing that they want to see happen. And so this is also going to have an impact, okay, on our terrestrial governments, you know? I mean, they want to be seen as top dog and in control, and when there's something above them or beyond them, and they need to submit to an even higher, you know, intelligence, then, you know, the major population goes, oh, I mean, it's, and even like the movie Thrive, it, you know, talks about, it's like, well, they've kept a hush on extraterrestrials, largely because why? You see something scoot across the sky, you know, faster than the speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, and you go, I wonder how they're doing that, or I wonder what force is driving that, or, you know, I mean, there's obviously some mathematics or some physics or, you know, or something, you know, that that is not discovered, or I'm not being told, or, you know, this, that, or the other. It gets people thinking.
Yes, so is the media going to come out against these ETs so that the current elite structure still, you know, they're going to say everything's bad about them and they're evil, they're out to destroy, they're the new terrorists, when in fact they're just doing that to keep their own power. So that's something that we probably need to look at.
You know, I just saw Cowboys and Aliens on the on my flight back to the States, you know, just to kind of get caught up. You know, I mean, and if it's one thing that's perpetrated by Hollywood, you know, and by the media, except for Steven Spielberg, you know, it's that aliens are these nasty bastards that are going to try to destroy us. I mean, it's out there in the collective unconscious. And I was told long ago that, you know, the way to control the population is through fear.
Right.
And it was the Cold War. You know, so Russia feared America and America feared Russia. And then when that fell apart, it's terrorists. Okay, now we got to be afraid of terrorists. So we make Homeland Security and we make more government and more Big Brother. And, you know, we keep everybody afraid. And then when people are growing tired of this terrorist bullshit, you know, that's the less than 1% or whatever of the population.
Right.
Then it's extraterrestrials. Be afraid of these guys.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, you know, we got to have some, you know, something out there, you know, for people to be afraid of so that they are controllable. So, I mean, these are the types of things that I think are going to be, you know, breaking apart, falling away. People are, you know, tired, okay, you know, and they're stretched and they're doubting. They're doubting the authorities. They're doubting the governments. They're, you know, it's like they can't trust. And this lack of trust is really the foundation of any social system. Yeah? If, you know, it's any transaction, you know, any exchange of money, resources, time, energy, it's about trust. That you're going to give something and, you know, there's going to be, you know, a reaction. There's going to be a return, a compensation. And when that doesn't happen and that trust breaks down, that sets the stage.
Right.
You know, for, okay, you know, who can I trust? Where can I turn? You know, and you know, we begin to look in other directions. And hopefully these other directions, like I say, you know, is our friends. And, you know, I mean, things like Facebook, things like, you know, this social networking, you know, I mean, and I see the internet as the ultimate savior of the human race.
I agree. And there's a tremendous push right now to take control of the internet. China's already done that. And the U.S. is now doing legislation to control the information. That's what we need to stop. We have to get together and not let that happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Personally, I mean, I don't think it's possible. I don't think it can happen. There's just too, you know, it's just there. And if they try to do it or it tries to happen, that could actually be the trigger point for a revolution or something. You know, it's like, okay, you know, you can have my house. And you can have my money, but doggone it, you're not going to take my Facebook friends away.
That's so true.
You know, it's hysterical. You know, I mean, you know, there are just some things where we're not going to put up with.
That's
and,
right.
You know, I mean, this, you know, the need for love, the need for connection,
the support that we get from, from other people, and this, this sense of, who I am and where I fit in and where I belong, my tribe. Everybody's looking for their tribe.
But
I'm doing more and more, readings for astrogeography, astrocartography.
Oh, yes.
People looking at their charts to see where the hell on planet Earth I am going to find my people, There is this, and the moon's nodes moving through Gemini and Sagittarius have a lot to do with migration. There's this is a time, of migrating. This is a time of movement. This is a time of, really finding your PowerPoint on this planet, in these different locations, this, that, and the other thing. And there's a lot of people, voluntarily giving up their homes. And getting rid of their stuff and lightening their load so that they can move, to another geographical location.
Oh, my goodness. I have to have one of those reports. I'm signing up today for that. That is fabulous. Exactly. I agree with you. That's what people are saying. Now, with the Internet, too, we're just not one person. We truly are connected with the world globally. I mean, look, we talked, you're in the Himalayas. Last time we talked, I have friends in Pakistan. I have friends all over the world. And so we truly are. That's how peace is going to be.
Right.
It's through the connection to everyone on the planet.
Yeah.
So
it's beautiful. It's a very powerful, it's a very powerful time for that.
Yeah.
We're just at the beginning stages of it. So, and that is okay. Then this brings up another point, and that is just about this Neptune moving through Pisces, this Chiron moving through Pisces. This movement, and people can fear this, but it is a release of boundaries, of limitations, of walls. And I'm thinking of the walls of separation and these walls of privacy. And I may have talked about this before, but privacy is practically a thing of the past. It's practically historical at this point. And there's a lot of, there's a lot of resistance, to this exposure that I feel vulnerable, that I feel exposed when I don't have my privacy, I don't have my secrets, I don't have my, my little place. But as we come more and more into this place and this understanding, this realization of our unity, of our oneness, it's going to naturally, involve this letting go, this dropping down, this releasing, and opening, opening to, so it's like, well, this also puts us in a place of don't do anything that you're ashamed of. if you don't have anything to hide, I mean, if you're not ashamed of anything, if you're not guilty, if you're not, sabotaging this or, trying to greedily grab that or, hurt this or, manipulate that or exploit this, that, or the other thing, then you don't, it's like, okay, come in. Look at my Facebook. Look at my biography. Look at my this, that, and the other thing. I don't care. I'm not hiding anything. What you see is what you get. I'm an authentic human being that is just simply, honest and open and authentic and true. And I have integrity. And so it's really calling for this, and particularly through the month of January, because as Saturn comes up through into late Libra, it is coming into an exact trine to Neptune in late Aquarius. And this combination, of Saturn and Neptune, is a very how do I put that Saturn is walls and structure, and Neptune is the ocean that washes away and dissolves, and removes. So when these two come into contact, into harmony, you know, it is a time where it is, it behooves us, it's good for us to open and to, you know, and to receive feedback and to, you know, put our truth out there in a very, how do I put this? Well, non-egotistical way. You know, the ego wants to maintain separation. Mm-hmm. The ego sees itself as a separate entity.
Right.
That needs to survive. That needs to, you know, there's a, you know, the law of supply and demand, and there's limited this and limited that, and I need to get mine or before it runs out, and you know, we get caught. Okay, in this egoic, you know, sense of, you know, basically self-sufficiency. And that is, you know, as we break out of that self, we see that, you know what, the good of, I think Spock said it right, the need of the many outweigh the needs of the few. And that really, as we contribute to the well-being of the community will naturally respond by supporting our own well-being. This is all part of this, like, new mentality that it's not us against them, that the way to thrive is when everyone is thriving.
Exactly.
And I got this message, you know, long, long, long ago that, you know, every avatar, you know, it's like no one gets enlightened or, you know, reaches these states of being, you know, of self-realization, samadhi or whatever, alone. What they do is they end up turning around and becoming, you know, a teacher or a savior or a helper or you know, because it's like, guess what? Part of this all being one is nobody gets there first.
Mm.
we're all going there together. So it's like, no sooner do you learn something than you have to turn around and teach it, you know? Because this is just nature, of coexistence. And co-creation.
Well put.
Yeah. That sounded pretty good.
Yeah, that did. That is excellent.
So, you know, these are like these new concepts that are coming in with this, you know, the Saturn-Neptune. And then, of course, later on in 2012, Saturn goes into Scorpio. It's going to trine, you know, a Chiron, you know, along with Neptune there. And there's going to be, you know, even more healing, you know, going on in those realms.
So it's safe to say, if we look at it right, 2012 is going to be a fantastic year, full of awakening, full of introspection, full of exciting things with ETs. It's going to be a very, very interesting, fantastic year. It's not something that we're going to forget.
I do have, I mean, yeah, yes, and, you know, it's not either or, it's both and more. So we are going to have, and this is where, I mean, I give this talk on the evolutionary stages of humanity, yeah, and 3/4 of the population is in the place of the consensus or the herd state, where authority is externalized, and their responsibility is externalized, and their, you know, creativity is externalized, and it's all happening outside them and to them and this, that, and the other thing. So I can, you know, I mean, we can say that, you know, we are going to see, you know, if you read the newspapers or, you know, you follow Fox News or you're in this consensus herd state, there's going to be, you know, this shock and awe you know, this sense of, oh my God, that could never happen, and Wall Street goes down, or this, that, or the other thing, and there is going to be a tremendous amount of tumultuous, activity.
Right.
And if we are not, doing our meditations, staying in our center, being in the core, and really seeing through, the mirage, of what those in control are trying to put on us.
Right.
Things are not as they appear. They are going to appear like, oh, look out, freak out, it's the end of the world, don't let this bank collapse, or don't let this government collapse. You can't live without us, and you can, you've got to, and it will stir up, there will be a lot of people who have not been educated, who haven't watched the movie Thrive, who don't believe, that there's, a bunch of power mongers, Morgan Rothschild, Rockefeller, whoever, back there, pulling puppet strings, and people who don't want to believe that or whatever are gonna go, oh my goodness, it's said on Fox News that, we're all going to die. So we're all going to die.
Yes, but at the same time, I think that there really is an awakening from what I'm seeing, that people are, look at the Occupy movement, look at the Tea Party. They are really talking about the same thing, but government wants them to be divided so that they can take control of both situations. But really, they're talking about identical things. So there is more and more people awakening to what's going on. I don't know if they've seen the movie Thrive yet, but I think it's going to get in their hands pretty soon.
I love you, Julie.
I like to reframe things.
just having come back from Delhi and and India and Bali and other parts of the world, and even thinking a lot about the South, or the cowboys, or basically where I've been and what I have been seeing more and more and more. I thought I would go around the world and get away from this materialistic, a greed-based, society that Western society is. And you know what? It's even more intense every place else.
Really?
It is all about money. They are looking at money as their savior, that it's going to feed me, it's going to clothe me, it's going to take care of me, and they're begging for it, and they're, just asking for it, and they're working for it, and they're thinking, it's like the major thoughts of the day are about money, it's nice. You are awakened. You are on the, you're informed, you're on the internet, you're talking, with people that are, progressive and intelligent and, this, that, and the other thing. But if you get out of LA, if you get out of, if you turn off your computer and just walk the streets and go through different places and meet different people, it's amazing.
Materialistic.
There is really a I don't want to say a dullness, but a density. There is a real density where there's still kind of this desire or this attraction or this real need.
Yeah, I think people equate finances with their security, too. And I think that's how the government is seeking to control us as well. But do you see a redistribution of wealth? Do you see money going completely away? What do you think?
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, Jupiter has just gone direct. Now, it went into Taurus last June, went up to 12 degrees, went all the way back to zero, and now just a few days ago it went direct. And it's going to be moving all the way through Taurus, right through the next 6 months. And Taurus is money. It's the banks, okay? It's our possessions. And Jupiter is, you know, this benevolent, abundant, you know, expansive, you know, symbol. So this, you know, this is actually a time, and, you know, it's interesting because I have seen, you know, and I'm sure you can relate to, the middle class is disappearing.
Right.
It's all becoming extremes. I see people who are making it, and they're, you know, it's just like, oh, you know, they're free and it's blowing wide open and everything, they can do anything, and they can't believe how well they're doing. And other people are just absolutely collapsing and falling to the bottom of the well. And the middle ground is just, you know, disappearing right before our very eyes.
Right.
Yeah. And so I see this redistribution of wealth, you know, undoubtedly and for sure. And it's going to be the responsibility of the new stewards. You know, I think that, you know, there are certain stewards of this planet, and it's almost like a change of guard. You know, there's been an old set of stewards, and there's time for a new set of stewards. And the new, it's going to be the responsibility of the new set of stewards to have this free energy, to have this, you know, to release, you know, that anyone can just go to the bank and take out money. That the bank is going to be a source of money for everybody. It's not just my account. You know, yeah. I mean, we're going to be really moving into this place of we.
Oh, I love
and
it.
And that goes along with, you know, the financial, you know, the financial world also.
Interesting. That is so fascinating. Oh boy, it's not going to be a dull year.
Oh no, 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 no! Absolutely, it's a wild time. I think of the you know, the bull, you know, that they have in the bars and stuff. I mean, not that I go to bars. But you got that bull going around, you know, and it's time for everybody to take their turn.
Oh my gosh. I'll get it over and done with, you know, and then move forward.
Yeehaw!
Well, that has been absolutely fascinating, and we are out of time. But the message of today is to go get the Thrive movie, become aware of what's going on, and take the action steps that they talk about on their website or whatever. And then go and hook up with Tom for a reading. And I'm going to do the AstroCart. What is it called?
The Astrocartography.
I'm going to do that. I am definitely going to do that. Figure out where my community is in the world. I am looking forward to that. Tom, I adore you. Thank you so much for all this wonderful information.
Thank you. I adore you, too. So right on, baby.
And we're going to have a fantastic cruise. And I want to remind everybody that if you want to meet Tom in person, you got to come on this incredible cruise. April 30th, you got to sign up. And tell them that Tom referred you. And just come on and let's have a great time.
Oh, that is, I am so looking forward to that. That is going to be such a gas. Oh, gosh. Thank you for pulling that together. I mean, oh, is it going to be fun?
Oh, boy. Talk about building community on those cruise ships. You do. You meet friends that stay with you for your entire life. So I love them. Tom, thanks again, and hopefully we'll talk to you next month.
You betcha. I sure hope so. Thank you, Jill. Take care.
Okay. And to all my wonderful listeners, have a fantastic week, and we'll be back with you. Bye-bye.
As we close another show, it is my sincerest wish that you have a wonderful week ahead. Remember, through you, the world changes to reflect your happiness. If you'd like to comment on today's show, please send me an email to jewels
at loaradionetwork.com.